This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, March 7th. While cattle markets were quietly lower yesterday, feeders almost had an outside day lower, but not a lot of energy to the downside. Live cattle trading mostly just an inside day. So not a lot of direction from the futures, but we are definitely seeing that upward momentum kind of stall out here. We've been pacing sideways for a few weeks now, and it would seem to me that if that bull market were still intact, that we would be resuming that upward momentum here fairly quickly. In the cash trade, getting things rolling, we saw some light numbers trading on Tuesday at down 5 from last week. Yesterday saw a few more, but we were only down 2. So the Fed trade is averaging right around 181 so far this week. Box beef values were just slightly higher. Choice up 12 cents at 305. Select up 22 cents at 295. The spread lost 10 cents. We're sitting at 982. Movement was 108 loads. Slaughter rate on yesterday was 124,000 head. So far for the week, we're at 362,000. That's down 10,000 from last week, and it's down 13,000 from a year ago. In the feeder cattle cash markets, on Tuesday, we saw 2,700 head trade, average price $247.92. The 7-day moving average was down 32 cents. We're sitting at $246.90. So the cash is really hanging in there for the feeders. And I think that's why the board is just moving sideways. You know, your cash auctions continue to be hovering at all-time highs, even with pretty decent volumes coming into the market. Live cattle, you know, there is quite a bit of concern creeping up here that the packers have been slowing down the chain speeds. We see that in the slaughter numbers. Box beef values, they haven't been able to push them higher. So they're just opting to slow down the slaughter rate. Well, you already had backed up some cattle from the winter storms in January. Now you're slowing down the out movement of cattle. You're just going to be putting on yet more weight. And seasonally, weights tend to increase about this time of year anyway. So it's a situation that could get out of hand fairly quickly if the packers continue to push back on the numbers and the feedlots can't stay current. Feedlots have done a very good job of staying current, but you know, you've had tight numbers, and that's easier to do than when you've got numbers that are getting backed up. So we'll see. We'll see how this all shakes out. But the cash market does seem to be weaker this week, and the box beef volume has not been all that great. We just had 108 loads moved yesterday. That's for a Wednesday, which is normally your biggest day. That's a big red flag, I think, that the box beef volume just is not picking up here. And that's a direct reflection of retail and wholesale demand. So that's the red flag that we're worried about. Consumer demand starting to get some pushback, especially this time of year when you're preparing for the grilling season. Normally, your live cattle markets are strong. You're usually putting in, quite often, your yearly high in anywhere from mid-March to mid-April. But the market's been stalling out. We've had a decent rally over the last couple months, but we're not even close to the highs that were put in mid-September. So I think that, you know, we need to be really cautious here, because if the consumer is going to push back on beef prices at this time of year, then it does not bode well for the rest of the year. So that's just something to keep in mind as well. But in the meantime, the market just continues to pace sideways until we see the cash market buckle a little bit more or be lower on heavier volumes. Then I think that gives the futures market something to really chew on. You just don't have that quite yet. There are some indicators, obviously, where the cash prices are lower this week, but it's on light numbers. We want to see where we're at when we get the bulk of the sales done this week. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.